Yeah, and don't underestimate the convenience of that. You know, no more lugging chargers, you know, around with you everywhere you go. You know, if you're caught kind of off guard, you know, everybody's got a USB-C charger now these days. So, yeah, don't underestimate convenience of that. So, you know, I do, if I was going to buy third party, and I wouldn't have a problem doing it, the few things that I care about, well, it depends. You know, if you got an ATX, you know, I kind of wanted to do the Impress thing because, you know, the radio will show you a very good, you know, accurate reading of what the battery has capacity-wise and, you know, and its current charge and all that stuff right on the radio because it shares that information with the radio. So I would kind of like that. I don't think the XPR does that, so I don't think I'd be as concerned. And I could live without that, but a lot of the aftermarkets I tried on the Impress radios don't show anything, so you don't get any kind of battery indication at all until it chirps, so that kind of sucks. But, so you know, that would be the thing I'd be concerned with if there's any kind of interface with the radio that tells it the condition of the battery. I'd be concerned if the third party does that. And, you know, and then there's companies that are just flat out, you know, the cheapest junk you can get from China, and then there's companies that actually do this for a living, and you know, and they base their reputation on how good their aftermarket batteries are. So you just got to flush that out.